I recently visited the sculpture gardens at PepsiCo's world headquarters in Purchase, New York. 168 acres of sweeping lawn, grand trees, and smaller gardens are the perfect canvas for 45 surprising and dramatic sculptures. Planted woods surround the landscape like a castle wall protecting its occupants in beauty. Native trees and rhododendron of all ages and sizes and mounds of boxwood lend an open forest feel. I follow the Golden Stone Path, created by Russell Page, through changing intimate views and larger vistas, through woods, lines of magnolias covered in furry buds, rows of mock orange that must smell heavenly in bloom, a bed of Father Gila, and a 12-foot bronze disc beaming in the sun. To me, the beauty of this landscape lies in the broad swaths of single plant types, each one worthy of its own stand. Across the lawn, a massive black sculpture stands between the green of white pine and a plot of white-colored birches. At the pond, talent takes my breath away. 10-foot-tall dancers that seem almost airbound, a flock of multicolored birds, and a fluid bronze ribbon rising from the water. Then, like a Greek ruins, three huge steel maidens in ancient shredded garb carry part of a building. Then an area of multi-shaped beds is entirely planted with 14 kinds of hydrangea. I love it. Then I go through a miniature woods of Austrian pine and Japanese cedar with a manicured forest floor of boxwood. Everything here is an artistic gem. Even a small garden of grasses and catalpa pods is a study in vertical lines. Perennial beds covered in boughs lead to a formal garden with lily ponds, Japanese cherries, topiary yews, and an ingenious use of that rampant wisteria. A sculpture called Triad both fascinates and intimidates me. It is composed of three 49-foot columns of black and golden bronze and steel, each with fissures exposing the inner workings of humans. Then Meridian, a black sculpture against white birch and dark beech, calms me again. On the golden path, pruned cherry limbs appear almost windswept. I pass a woodlot of bald cypress, red cedar totem poles, corky katsura trees, and a marble grizzly bear. But don't miss the courtyards with Attilia L.A. It must be exquisite in bloom. And a girl and a dolphin playing in a fountain, and three sunken gardens. Every space in this landscape is magnificent. It must be visited twice, once in winter to soak up its raw beauty, and again when all is in bloom and fragrant.